This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I like the series so much because it seemed that every guy we complained about happened to contribute to the team. Happened to contribute something in the win. Bats woke up. Everything woke up. Liked it. What you had, you noticed something yesterday in your mentions. I'm going to let you take it away. You go right on ahead.
Well,
I might have to remind you sometimes.
No, I definitely noticed something yesterday, and I've been doing, you know, sarcastic tweets or whatever after the wins because guys were so down. They were so down, rightfully so. You lose 10 in a row. You bottom out. You have the potential scandal. Do we have an update at all? Right now on the investigation, the federal investigation?
I got nothing, bud.
Okay, so obviously this was a low point, and it felt to me like, you know, the Manny Acta, that this could turn into a Manny Acta year, and you never want to go full Manny Acta here because that was complete irrelevancy, was it not?
Yeah.
I tried to distance, you know, my brain from those Guardians years, and then ever since then, they've been good. They had Tito, and things were good. And then last year, Tito's gone. Oh, no. What is going to happen? Oh, vote comes in ALCS, like immediately. And it's like, all is well with the Guardians. And then you lose 10 in a row, and this fan base. I even got a call from John Fanta yesterday. And I don't like to steal.
Fanta called you?
Yeah, I don't want to steal Fanta's thought. Well, we might.
He didn't call me.
We might be working on a project behind the scenes. So he. He calls
you
me.
You son of a... What are you talking about? Am I allowed to say it on here?
He goes...
Nick Wright did the other day.
Well, you're not Nick Wright.
Hold on. I'm not on cable.
Hold on. What happened with Nick Wright?
Oh, he called... I think he called... Well, you might have to go get the audio. According to Barrett Sports, he called the guy in Kansas City who called Patrick Mahomes fat and a son of a you-know-what.
I heard that.
S-O-B.
Yeah.
I can say one word. I can say the other. S-O-G. I don't think I can put them together. Yeah. Son of a gun. He's a son of a gun, that guy.
I do like radio on radio crime at times. That's always good to hear.
Can you say son of a real quick.
Son of a.
You made me do this, you bitch.
Too much. Too much.
Too much.
That was passionate acting. But real. Hey, by the way, 8 o'clock. Can we do Fat Mahomes? Fat Mahomes? I've been waiting to do this for 2 days on this radio host in Kansas City.
We got to do that.
801.
I can't believe we haven't done it yet.
801's fat or not. Chonky, you know, boy Mahomes.
It's that golf brawl, the bogey brawl.
Yes.
That's what got in the way of us getting to the fatness of Patrick Mahomes. Anyway.
I haven't heard about a lawsuit about that yet. I'm waiting for it to drop because Fat Lock is.
He just did a podcast.
Fat Lock is there.
It's not out yet. He's doing it with Barstool. I have not heard it yet. Their hockey podcast.
Spitting Chicklets?
Yeah, by the time. Yes, that's the one. But it's not out yet. First thing I checked this morning was whether or not, what was it, Taransky?
Tarnaski.
I cannot wait.
Imansky.
Put it all on record.
bang.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So Fanta calls me and he goes, hey, what's going on over there? You know, Fanta is always so just ready to get charged up.
He sounds like a neighbor. What's going on over there?
He really
is. Hey, you.
And I go, what do you mean? He says, well, I heard you and Ken, marvelous radio show, by the way. You guys are just so terrific.
He does that. I'm like, that's John.
Are you being sarcastic? Are you talking down to us? No, he goes, what's going on? What are the Guardians not allowed to have one bad season? They're not allowed to have one? You would think this was the worst organization. So I don't want to steal all the thunder.
I just sent a cuss out text to fans.
So anyway.
Because apparently I'm the bad boy.
He called and I talked it out with him. And I'm like, well, I do think they have a right to be crushed right now. This is bad. This was really bad.
Yeah.
No doubt, though, after the last three games and my tweets where I'm just trying to egg people on, really. That's all I do. There's no doubt there are people that are not only rooting against the Guardians because they are dug in deep on, I'm finally right about the Guardians. I'm finally right about the owner, which is like everybody said the same thing about the owner. Like we all want a owner who has deeper pockets, obviously. But I'm finally right about the organization. I'm finally right. They don't draft well. They don't develop well. They don't trade well. We just lucked our way to all these wins, I guess.
The owner thing is one thing. The front office, now that is the argument.
Well, people are coming out of the woodwork, right? Yeah. To say things they've said. They've said these things to their friends or, you know, at their cocktail parties at night when they didn't think people were listening. Hey, you know what? I actually don't think Antonetti and Chernoff have been that good. I actually don't. It's like, well, yeah, but they've got the most wins, fourth most wins of all. Oh, put up a banner. So all these things have been going up, have been going on over the last few days. But I'll go a step further. Do you remember we were doing the bit with the Colorado Rockies? Like, why are we not betting against them and making money?
Yeah.
And then what did they do?
They started winning games.
They swept the Marlins.
But everybody started betting again, like everybody started like, why am I not throwing money at this? This is an easy one. And then they won those games and people were crushing us. They were like, darn it, why did you guys get us on this?
But there was confusion because I kept telling you guys what to do and you guys kept going the other way.
Yeah,
going
flip-flop. So in the end, I'm telling you, not only are people rooting against the Guardians in town to win their arguments, I think, and I can tell by some people that went after me yesterday, they put their money where their mouth was. They thought this was an all-time opportunity. Remember our offense, holy cow, against the Tigers.
Held them to one run, two runs.
And we lost.
Couldn't win games.
We lost all of those games. And the Cubs were getting blanked. And I think people thought this was a Rocky situation. You know what? I hate to do it. I'm a Cleveland sports fan. But I'm not happy with it. I'm going to bet against the Guardians. And I think people bet against the Guardians all series long. And they lost. And they are mad.
I'm just going to cover our ass.
I am telling you right now.
Reckless speculation.
I 100% believe that people bet against the Guardians in Cleveland, Ohio over the last 3 days, and they are piping hot mad that they won those games.
Because
they'd given up. They're like, this team sucks. I'm right. All these media guys are carrying water for the Dolans as if I haven't been saying I wish we had different owners for 15 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, but you kind of went the other way yesterday, and I got mad at you. Because it's like you listen to Tim Kirchner, because I know how you are. You listen, oh, this guy's really smart. Maybe I should think like that guy. Which is fine. Usually, if you want to be influenced by smart people, it works out most of the time. I just thought it came off out of touch.
I remember doing the show the second week we were on the air going, yeah, baseball's a stupid sport. I wish we had an owner with more money. Like, I wish these weren't our... been talking about this for years. I just don't I'm not going to scream and yell at 6 a.m. 365 days a year that I want the Dolans to sell the team.
Well, no, that's...
Like, that would get really pointless. Old really quick.
I think it has gotten old. Not with you, but I think in general. But at the same time, when they don't do well, it's like you have to reach a breaking point where it's like, hey, something's going to have to change here. And so when it comes to the owners, it's like, hey, you know... If they were 82-80, like I thought they were going to be, and it was a steady thing, then I could defend it a little bit better. But here we are having the same conversation we've had for the last 3 days. I'm on the cusp of doing it, and I don't want to do that. Or it's like you're coming off the ALCS. It's nice right now because you just won 3 in a row against a good baseball team. So I don't know if we saw what's possible, but we saw that, okay, they're certainly better than what we were making them out to be for 10 losses in a row and a terrible June. They bottomed out. But... when you don't do that, fans care about championships. They care about competing for championships. And when you've come so close and then you really don't do what's you don't do what's necessary to try to get yourself over the hump. It's just not going to sit well with people. Because like I've had a couple of people who have been very just, if you want to rip the Browns, go ahead and rip the Browns, guys. It's done every single day. And of course, it turned into, well, you want to, you know, speaking about carrying water, we did the old Anthony Dolan and Kenny Haslam thing yesterday with you and me.
Which I liked. I enjoyed that.
Which was fun. But how dare you compare the Browns to the Guardians? I go, I'm not comparing the Browns to the Guardians. The Guardians have been the much more successful franchise. I'm talking about getting your attention and getting your passion. Because there is no denying, and you guys could sit there and say, oh, you guys are just a bunch of stupid football fans here in America. Okay, I mean, if you want to feel that way, fine, but I know what kind of moves people. I know what can inspire people. Call me whatever you want. And when a team like the Cavs goes out and gives up 3 first-round picks for a great player, you respond to that. And now you want even more. We got mad at J.B. Bickerstaff. Now we're mad at Kobe Altman again. You respond because you want more. The Browns, they went out and gave up 3 first-round picks for a guy who's not going to play for the Browns this year and maybe never again in the league in general. And it was a disastrous move. But there were plenty of people at the time they made that trade that were in my mentions, calling me every word in the book, calling in this show because I didn't really want to do it. But they were excited because their team did what they believed was necessary. It backfired terribly, but they did what they believed was necessary to try to cash in on an opportunity. The Cavs have done that. The Browns have done that. Regardless of the results, they've done that. One good, one bad. The Guardians are not willing to do that. So that's what upsets people to its core. And you are right. And to that degree, when Tim Kirchen looks at all 30 teams in Major League Baseball, he's right. Because he's asked constantly about what's going on in Pittsburgh and a terrible organization that has been tearing that team down and has basically been stuck in the mud since 1995 at the end of Jim Leland's career going into the 96 season. You're looking at a Rockies team that made the World Series by accident and we should have beaten, but that's a different conversation. And has been basically a terrible organization for so many years. And I can go down the line. He sees that. And then they look at the Guardians and go, they got this payroll. They're in a city like Cleveland because they look at the market size and they go, how do they, boy, they don't get rid of guys in the front office. They don't do this. They don't do that. They don't do all these other crazy things that all these other crazy owners do, end up spiking their own franchise. And then real quick, like a guy like Tim Kirchen, I think it's out of touch for Cleveland fans, but I think it's right for where he sees it. It's not just like the Rockies and the Pirates. He also looks at the Angels and goes, in the second biggest market in America, what are you doing? What did you do with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani? He looks at the White Sox. You're in the third biggest market in America. What did you do here? You really have no excuse. So to those people, it's like, hey, yeah, the Guardians are doing fine. But to us, it's like, how could you not try to cash in on an ALCS appearance? How could you try to not do that?
I think what bothered me the most was this insinuation that the Guardians have not tried to win and haven't taken winning seriously.
I think they tried to win, but have they tried to win at all is the question.
But then nobody can tell me what it actually means or how many teams are actually trying to win in Major League Baseball. Like, I think their real complaint is with baseball, but they're not going to wake up every day and blame baseball. So you're going to look, the boogeyman's right here. It's Dolan, yes. It's Antonetti, it's the Guardians. It's the fact that they have this low payroll, bottom 10 in baseball every single year, basically since, I don't know, what is it? Because they spent in 2016 and 2017, and after that fell off a cliff.
But when it comes to our interest, when it comes to our passion, I want people to be passionate about it, and I want to be passionate about it. Sorry, I'd much rather blame Paul Dolan than blame baseball. Because if I just keep blaming baseball, I'm going to stop paying attention.
Right. Well, I think it's a coping mechanism. I think we're all in agreement the sport is so idiotic for competitive balance.
I'll say over there, like, there's some good people over there in that organization, but there's some people who definitely have rabbit ears and get really sensitive to what anybody says, which is ridiculous to me. They will get sensitive over comments, and I just always want to say, like, if they're mad at you, they care. If they're mad at you, they're paying attention. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, they get sensitive over angry comments. It's like, well, wait a minute. They care. If they weren't talking about you at all or saying, we don't care about baseball, that's when you worry. Us just sitting there going, it's Major League Baseball. That's where you worry. But if they're mad, hey, there's still a passion to want to go to the ballpark and see you and want to tune in on TV and want to do all that.
Well, I'll just close on this.
That's something that some of them don't get.
It's a number that I've been citing online, and it's pretty damn accurate. It seems to be from any sourcing that's out there, any of the numbers that have been out there, any of the reporting that's been done. Mm. But I keep reminding people, like, yeah, we all want owners with deeper pockets. Yes, yes. Dan Gilbert, come and buy the team and throw all the money. I'm just going to warn everybody that if you want them to get to league average, is that fair? You want a team to legitimately get to league average in payroll? Wouldn't that be nice, right?
Yeah.
Right now, we are $70 million off of league average. Hmm. And I keep telling people they also just lost $40 to $50 million a year because of the local TV revenue, which we're not alone. There are other teams have lost that too. So if you want them to get to league average and you take into account the $50 million that they're down with TV local money, that's a $120 million swing from where they were, right? What owners are signing up to buy the Guardians right now on the verge of a pause, right? We're going to get a work stoppage.
Maybe, yeah.
We're going to get a work stoppage. The Guardians, I think you consider them a distressed asset. I've used that term.
It's your word.
What owners are going to move heaven and earth to buy this team, sink all that money into a Major League Baseball team, and then take into account that $120 million swing? I don't think anybody is lining up at the doors to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.